7. Milford Asset Management, Milford's KiwiSaver plan, has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year Award in both 2013-2014. Now, the award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. If you want more information or for an investment statement, you go to milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or call them 0800 662 345. Now, Brooke Bone is Senior Equity Analyst with Milford Asset Management. And, Brooke, good evening to you.
Good evening, Larry.
Brooke, now, I understand that you spent last week in China. Tell us how that is relevant to what you are doing at Milford.
Well, Larry, in only a matter of years, China has become our largest importer of our products. It produces much of what we consume, and increasingly we are seeing a flow of investment out of China into New Zealand-based assets. Understanding that market, and as best we can, will be crucial to understanding how New Zealand will perform in the future.
So, Brooke, were there any specific sectors of the economy you were looking at?
Yeah, I mean, the key one for us was around the dairy sector, but we also toured manufacturing plants, construction sites, and the gaming industry as well.
And there's been a lot of talk about China slowing down. Was there any evidence of that from what you saw?
Yeah, definitely. There's clear evidence in terms of the construction activity and from discussions with the various management teams who are actually on the ground there that the rapid growth rates that we've seen over many years are now slowing. There's also been a really sharp fall in luxury goods sales and in the gaming industry as anti-corruption measures introduced by the government really continue to bite.
And did you hear any of the examples of corruption?
Yeah, I mean, in one case I was told a high-level state-owned enterprise executive was found with 1.6 billion RMB, or around 330 million New Zealand dollars in cash in his apartment. I was stunned, I must say. Now, I've got to stress that that was unconfirmed. I've tried to look for it on the internet now that I'm back in New Zealand, but I can't find it. But given the Chinese approach to the media, I'm not surprised that I can't really find it.
No, and it wouldn't be a surprise if that was the case. And so are there any implications of the Chinese slowdown for New Zealand? The housing market and the economy seems to be ticking along very well at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's right. But we've already seen it through the sharp falls in the dairy auction prices through the GDP. We've also seen log prices come off sharply. This is also going to be transmitted through Australia, which is our second largest export market, where the sharp fall in iron ore prices is hurting the economy over there. Now, look, Larry, the full impact is yet to be felt in New Zealand, as we're still benefiting at the moment from the bumper dairy payout that we had for the 2014 season. So this is much more of a 2015 story for New Zealand. At the moment, we're also benefiting from a large amount of net migration, so a lot of people coming back to New Zealand.
And how do you think this could play out?
Well, we talk of a slowdown, and I see continued weakness in the economic activity in the short term in China. But we should think of this more of the transition. It's very much government-driven, which is very different from how we operate in New Zealand. The government in China is much more focused now on improving issues of income inequality, social outcomes, and the environment than it has been in the past. I believe that this ultimately actually puts China on a more sustainable growth path is the environmental damage that they've done pursuing growth is really clear to see over there. And while it's not our central case, there's also a risk of a banking or a credit-driven event that needs to be considered when investing over there.
And how will this affect companies operating in China?
Well, I think it's going to have large implications for New Zealand companies. Top-line growth rates, I think, will trend down. There's more competition in that market, which will put a pressure on top-line pricing. But on the other hand, the cost of labour and the cost of doing business is increasing, often faster than prices within China, so you're going to see margin pressure. Now, it's going to be really important that companies understand the multitudes of different markets that they have within China and partner with the right organisations to be successful. But certainly in the medium term, the growth drivers for China remain, and they're really positive for New Zealand.
Good stuff. Thank you, Brooke. Good to talk to you once again. That is Brooke Bone, Senior Equity Analyst with Milford Asset Management. For more information on their KiwiSaver fund range, milfordkiwisaver.co.nz or 0800 662 345.